We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Samach Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the bottom of Samach Amud Aleph. Om Rav Yechanan, v'shneim mikra echad arshu. We have Machlekes Rav Nechemya and Rav Yehuda, which avodos in Mikpurim is the seder, is the order ma'akiv, is the order absolute. So Rav Yehuda said, dafka the avodos is done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. According to Rav Nechemya, any avodah that was special for the day, that you wore Bigdei Lavan, any of those avodas are ma'akib. So Rav Yechon says they're both from the same pasuk. Well, that's from the same pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "V'hoisa zois lochem lechukas oylam achas b'shana." What we do should be established forever and ever. And the word chuka always means that it's ma'akib. The word chuka always means ma'akib. So it says, the things they do, achas b'shana are ma'akib. Now what does achas b'shana mean? Talk tomorrow on top of my base. Rav Yehuda Savar, b'mokoyim shemischaprim boy, pam achas b'shana. Chuka is going on the place. On the place, it says chuka on the kaparis achas b'shana. So Rav Yehuda says that mokoyim shemischaprim pam achas b'shana, that is where there's a din chuka. In the place where you go once a year, that's where there's din chuka. Rav Nechemya Savar, you don't dash from the makam. It means sabah dvarim amischarpem pamachav shana. Things that you do once a year, which means sai the makam sai the begadim. So kozoshim is something you do once a year. Go kozoshim. Also, big day lavan is something also you only do. Only way is big day lavan once a year. So any is done. Big day lavan is makam to say there's chukah. Just like on the makam is once a year. Anything is done once a year, you have a din of chukah, which means sai the begadim and sai the makam. That's Rav Nechemya also. Therefore, even big day lavan b'vachot will have a halacha of ikuv as din chukah. So, afraid to what's the matter with you? This is Afghan of Makkim. It says in the Pasuk Makkim, it says, anything that's once a year, even begadim, even big delavan. Why is Rahud say Makkim? Otto Yehuda Makkim Ksiv? Does it say Makkim in the Torah? Hello. Hainu time with Rav Yehuda. So, you're right. And the reason Rahud is like this, the Ksiv in the Pasuk says, it says a few things that sound like only once a year. Zois, and achas, so it both yidash both things. Elahein tadir ruda k'siv zoyis v'k'siv achas. Chad lamute big day love mechutz. One is mayit that big day love mechutz is no din chuka. It's not ma'akev the order. Chad lamute big day zav. The other one is mayit big day zav. So it means that basically the first mayit is saying achas b'shana no only big day love. Then zoyis says even big day love only in the kodesh kadoshim is ma'akev. It's two miyutim. Towards Rav Nechemya, the two miyutim. Rav Nechemya, chad lamut the big day zav. One says, big day zav, anything big day zav, there's no din of chukah. The order is not ma'akev. The chad lamut the shirayim loy ma'akev. And one comes to exclude shirayim that's not ma'akev, which means that the shirayim is done with big day lavan. So maybe, since Rav Nechemya holds anything done with the white begadim are ma'akev, so what about the shirayim? What are shirayim? Shirayim is after you finish the zrika of the dam and the sar in the Kodesh Doshim and the Preiches and the Mizbeach Azov, what do you do with the dam? You pour it on the side of the Mizbeach Chitzan. Which side do you pour it on? It's Machlokes. You side Maravi, you side Rami, but Pashas in the Mishnah Ezev Kaiman it says on the side Maravi, where you pour it. Hakaponim, so that's not ma'akev because of this pasuk. Because this Mia tells you that it's not ma'akev the order, which is mashma from Rashi, that the order is not ma'akev, but the shirayim itself is ma'akev, which the Tosfos Shalom takes issue with, the L'chaira, it's a really more later on, that Rav Nechemya holds not ma'akev at all, but Hakaponim, Rav Nechemya holds two miyutim. Rav Yehuda says, what do you mean? Anachap, I have a miyut for shirayim. Make up your mind. If it's the shirayim itself is ma'akev, it's a needed part of the carbon, so ma'akev, the order should be ma'akev. If it's not ma'akev, you don't need a pasuk for it. That it doesn't. If you're ma'akev, you don't need a pasuk to tell you that it's that the seder is not ma'akev. So Akapam, let's just recap. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's two miyutim. One's ma'ayit big day zav on Yom Kippur. The other any big day love, and that's mevachot. And that's you know dafka big day love mekadesh kedoshim. Rav Nechemya holds that any big day love on is ma'akev a seder. Always with two miyutim. One miyut is for big day zav. The other miyut is for big day love of shirayim. We're doing shirayim. Because he holds, shirayim is not ma'akev. So Rav Yehuda says, if shirayim is a kapar that's ma'akev, then why are you excluding it? It's not worse than like the zoyas on the b'mzeach hazav. And if you hold that it's not ma'akev at all shirayim, so you don't need a pasuk to tell you that it's order is not ma'akev. That's Rav Yehuda's time. And the Rashi learns that Rav Yehuda's shita is, Taka, that it is ma'akev. It is ma'akev, and that's his time. He holds shirayim is ma'akev. And if he holds that if you held that If you held that if you held that even Bigdei Lavan b'achotz is ma'akev shirayim shemakev also. Where do we see our idea that Rabbi Yehuda holds shirayim shemakev? And the Gemara brings a brayso like that. Ketanya, look at the brayso. It says in the pasuk, v'chilo mechaper es hakodesh, and Rabbi Kiva darshan like this, v'chilo mechaper es hakodesh, when you finish doing the kapara, im kiper kila. If you did the kapara, then you're done with the dam. From loy kiper, if you didn't do the kapara yet with the dam, loy kila, you're not finished with the maisa of the dam. He's saying, if you did the kapara already, now you're done with the dam. If you didn't do the kapara, you're not done with the dam. Did Rabbi Kiva. Omla Rabbi Yehuda, why don't you darshan like this? Pema loy nemar im kila, if you finished the avodas adam keeper, you have a kapara. From loy kila, loy keeper, if you didn't finish, no kapara. Which would teach you, Shemchisa achas ben amatonis, loyos loyklum. If you're missing one of the matonis, you didn't do anything. So, Ravina Maya ben Aya, what's the difference between the two drashas? Both drashas are saying, Rav Akiva says drash like this. When you finished, when Bechila, when you, he says like this, Rav Akiva's drasha is that if you finish the kapara, then you're done with the Maya's dam. If you're not finished the kapara, you're not done with the Maya's dam. I mean, who's the opposite? That if you're mechaper, then you're done. If you're not mechaper, you're not done. What's going on over here? What's the difference the drashas? Again, Rabbi Kiva says, im kiper kila, like you're kila. Rabbi Kiva says, no, if you finish with the dam, then you're kapara. Because if you're missing one of my tanas, no kapara. What's the chilek of two drashas? So Rabbi Yechim Shum Alevi. Rabbi Yechim Shum Alevi argue what the mechalek says. Chadam Mashmai is darshim gandayim. There's no afkmila halacha between both of them. They both hold, let's say, that when you finished all the matanas and the hazoyas, you're done. The Shal had a darshan. One man, the Omer, says darshan is like this. If he's finished the kapara, you finish with the dam. The one says, you finish the dam, you have a kapara. They both mean the same thing. Mashma is darshan ibn ayel. But it's not a pshat. V'chal Oma, shirayim akve ikav ibn ayel. The machloika says, shirayim akiv. That means, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not ma'akiv. And you read it like this. In keeper, if you did the kapara, which usually means this rikas on mezbeach, on the preches, kila, you're done. Loi keeper, loi kila. Rabbi Yudu says, no. Im kila, when you finish with the dam, it means everything, even the shirayim, then keeper. But if you're not finished with the dam, loy keeper. So it come out of who the whole, the shirayim is ma'akvi. And that's what the Gemara is bringing, that's the Gemara's means bris to tell you that Rabbi Yehuda's tain is, that's ma'akiv. So if you, Rav Nechemya, who hold that even stuff mi bachot, have a din ma'akiv aseder, shirayim aseder is ma'akiv also. Why? Because shirayim is something that's an integral part of the kapara. Frank the Gemara, Mir Rabbi Yechon Hachi, Rabbi Yechon say like that. That because if Rabbi Yechon, it comes out that the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya really is Shirayim Ma'akev. According to Rabbi Nechemya, Shirayim is not Ma'akev, and therefore we have a meat on it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Shirayim is Ma'akev, so therefore you can't have a meat on that. So it's machloikis Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yehuda if Shirayim is Ma'akev or not. That's what comes out. Rabbi Yechon is the one who said the pshat, the beer of machloikis Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yehuda is from the same pasuk of Achaz. And that's Rabbi Yechon who said that. And the Gemara explains that the Rabbi Yehuda, Zois and Achas are coming to Mayit. One, the Big Day Love and Machutz, the other one, Big Day Zav. And Fi Rabbi Chemya, one's Big Day Zav and one's Ma'akiv, is Mayit the Shirayim. And we said, what's the Bir and Machlekes? If Shirayim is Ma'akiv. So comes the Fi Rabbi Chemya, the Cheshbin is, your Shirayim is not Ma'akiv, Bechlal. That's what comes out. So Fi Rabbi Yechon Hachi, Vam Rabbi Yechon, Tana Rabbi Chemya, Kedivarem Shirayim Ma'akiv. Rabbi Yechon says in Masechta Zvachim, Perak Hashoyach Veva Ma'ala, that Rabbi Nechemya holds it, the Mandiyam Shirayim Akiv, and here you see not like that. Where's this Kasha? It's Takash Ver. Like upon him, Ad Kana Sugira, and what you have to come out of this is Mechaikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, if Big Day Lovam Vachutz is Ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Ma'akev, and according to Rabbi Nechemya, it is Ma'akev, besides for the Shirayim, which is not Ma'akev. Talk to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Ketoris shechafna koidim shchitasai shapar. Ketoris, they did the chafina before shchitas shapar. Remember, in the order is you first do shchita of the par, then you give it to someone to mix, and after that you do the ketoris. You do the ketoris. The order is the ketoris comes after the shchitas hapar. That's the way you do it. And so the halach is that you do the shchitas hapar before the chafina. What happens if someone does the chafina of the keteris before the shchitas shel par? So Rav Chanina says loy osav loy klum. It's no good. The chafina is no good because you have the shchitas shel par first. So Gemara says that must be not like Rabbi Yehuda. Command like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda Omar ki ksiva chuka b'dvarim nas milavim mefnim with the ksiva. Don't fear Rabbi Yehuda. We just said right that where's what's ma'akif? Only stuff that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. is the shechitas par don kodesh kedoshim. So who cares? I did something before it. It's not ma'akev according to Rabbi Yehuda. So must be going according to Rabbi Nechemya that any big day love on is ma'akev. Rabbi Chanina says k'tayr shechaf na kodesh kedoshim afar loyos v'klum. Command like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda Omar ki k'siva chuka b'dvar manas v'di love of him with the k'siva. So the Gemara, no, I feel the time Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda will agree in this case. Why? Tzayrich pnim ke pnim dami. This shechita of the par is a tzayrich of pnim, because this par has been brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So since tzayrich pnim ke pnim dami, the shechita's par is then of pnim, like we spoke at before from Rashi, and therefore, if you do it out of order, it's ma'akiv. If you do something before the shechita's par, it's ma'akiv. Why? Because shechita's par is called pnim, since it's tzayrich pnim, because I did that, you bring dam inside the Beis HaMikdash from there. Talk to Gemara, Tanan. I'm going to ask you a kash on this halacha. It says, let's say you didn't finish the matanis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and it spilled out. What do? You have to bring dam again to do the zrika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For the dam par, you got to do it again. The problem is, what happens after Shechitas par? The chafina of Keteris. You already did the Keteris. You often already passed the Keteris ready. The order is, you do the Shechita of the par, then you do the chafina of the Keteris, and then you bring the Keteris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you go back to get dam. The pasuk, the Mishnah of the Mem Gimel Beis, it says, Shachtu v'kiblu v'mizrak as dam, v'nos v'shum v'maris ba, you give it to one who mixes it, and the next thing is, not on machta, take the machta, you go to the cholim, you go in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, do the whole Keteris, come back out, get your dam. Right? So now, you got your dam, you went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you started zrikas, and it spilled. So you have to get the, you have to shechit the par again. What's the halacha? Shechita's par has to be before the chafina. We just said that. Chafina just said that. So the chari, you have to redo the chafina then. It just says, go to get another par. How can you get another par? Maisha really asks the cash on the Mishnah. How can you get another par? But you have to go to Misa, Yach to Yach from a barley. It says, do chafina again. You have to do whole Keteris again. And for the Gemara, but Keteris like a Mairi. Like Rash says, you're right. Avad, you have to be mak the whole new Keteris. If it spills out, it's a bad one. If it spills the power as well, you gotta do again the whole Keteris. And Echanami, we're not talking about Keteris. The Torah Shalom speaks out. What happens if it spills out in the Heichel? Let's say you did all those Rikas of Kodesh HaKadoshim, then came the Heichel, and also spilled out. I gotta do the power again. Do I have to do the power again and the Keteris again and everything again also? It's Mashmah Na, it says you start again with the Heichel, right? The Mishnah of the Kuli Yama, if it spills out in the Heichel, do you have to do the Pnim again? No, you start with the Heichel. What about the Keteris? Do the Keteris again there? So I told Shalom, no, it's not a kasha there. Since the avodas of the Pnim was chal already, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you don't have to worry about the Keteris anymore. Well, over here, it wasn't chal yet, the Ma'is of Kodesh HaKadoshim, so there you need, the Shechita has to be before the Chafina. But if you're ready, the Shechita had a Chalois already for the Pnim, so then you wouldn't need a new Chafina. That's what Tosis Shalom speaks out.